When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get you some facts right here. Hello and welcome to the Song Facts Podcast. I am your host, Corey O'Flanagan, and thank you so much for being here today. If you want to take a minute and subscribe, leave us a nice five-star review. It truly goes a long way to helping us spread the word, and we appreciate it. As always, this podcast is a part of the Pantheon Podcast Network. Now, today on the show, we have the premier harpist of her generation. Brandi Younger has broken new ground for harpists over the entirety of her career. She made history recently as the first black female solo artist to be Grammy nominated for the Best Instrumental Composition for Beautiful is Black, from her 2021 major label debut album Somewhere Different, and has worked with the likes of Beyoncé, John Legend, Drake, and Lauryn Hill, and the list goes on and on. With her recently released album Brand New Life, she honors the legendary harpist Dorothy Ashby with an eclectic mix of covers and original compositions. This is a short one, but a good one, and music that I think you should hear, so please join me in welcoming Brandi Younger. Thank you so much for being here, Brandi Younger. Welcome to the Song Facts Podcast. I just want to tell you a quick story about my little history with the harp. So I used to work at this deli in Milwaukee, and there was this gorgeous harp player that would play every Sunday. And most Sunday mornings, I would show up, admittedly, with a pretty decent hangover at that time in my life. I was in my early 20s, and I was enjoying things. And this music would just absolutely soothe me, but I just never got the courage to go and talk to that harpist. And so I was like, you know what? Here's my opportunity to talk to a beautiful harpist. So thank you so much for being here.
That's hilarious. Thank you for having me.
I have to start by asking, how did you discover and start playing this instrument? And then who do we have to publicly thank for helping you lug it around all these years?
So there was a woman at my dad's job who played harp as a hobby. And my parents were like, oh, our daughter's musical. Can we bring her over to your house? And I play flute and we do a little, a couple duets and stuff. But she told my parents that if I took lessons, I could probably get a scholarship. And that's all the parents need to hear. That's their favorite word.
Yep.
So that's really how it happened. And parents are to thank for lugging around the instrument. No one thinks about how much of a job it is until you get to a larger harp. Then it becomes a job.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You kind of have two different facets in youth culture, right? You have kids that might go off and play sports, and then like people that might go off and do the arts and music and stuff like that. And I think of the harp, or like somebody who's playing the stand-up bass or even a drum set, kind of like in the aligning them with people who are playing hockey, because that's just like a giant duffel bag of really stinky gear that is lugged around. I don't know why that correlation came into my head. The new album is called Brand New Life and it's out now. And honestly, I started listening to this earlier this week when I figured I might have an opportunity to chat with you. This is such a vibe, Brandi. I am loving it. What will listeners notice is different on this one than previous albums?
First of all, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Different. I guess maybe this is not different about me, but I always try to not think of trying to fill in a box of genre or style. I have no problem bleeding over into a different style. So I just try to avoid the labels altogether.
Love that.
In terms of classification. So maybe my mind was completely open to, okay, let's just play this and see what we can turn it into. So the cool part is that some of it is music that has not previously been recorded by Dorothy Ashby. And so we got to use our imagination. Some of it read down like it was clear this should just read like a pretty typical standard.
Mm-hmm.
Others, like the one with Pete Rock, for example, it wasn't that cut and dry. It wasn't a straight read down. So, you know, it was just a matter of sitting down and playing through it a bunch to try to hear where it could go, which I did at home, and then went to Chicago to Mekhi McCraven's house, and we just played through it, drums and harp, a few times. Okay, more than a few times. Just to kind of, you know, to kind of like, I'm here trying to force ideas, and Mekhi is like, no, you don't force the idea. You know, just kind of like, let the ideas happen.
Yep.
So then the next day, Rashawn Carter came in to lay the bass lines down and sort of work through it together. So once the three of us got together, the ideas became more more clear and concrete, but maybe most importantly, more organic.
Okay. No, I really like that. And it sounds like you guys just didn't like try and force anything. You really kind of took your time to carve out how you wanted to make these tunes sound. And I think that really comes through. I mean, I'm hearing like 90s lo-fi hip hop in there. There's obviously like R&B, jazz. Like there's so much going on. And then all of a sudden I get to this beautiful track called Dust. And I'm like, we've got these island vibes now. This is just straight up like a reggae track behind this beautiful harp music. Can you talk to me about that song and how that came together?
It totally is. So Dust is a cover. So this has been done already. Dorothy Ashby is singing on that recording. That's on the Rubaiyat of Dorothy Ashby.
You took that vocal track?
No.
Oh, okay.
I mean, on the original. Wouldn't that be crazy?
I was no, like, man, that's original. Awesome idea.
but what inspired me to cover it was that I heard a recording of her rehearsing this. Mm. And it wasn't her singing. I assume it was maybe Maxine Dixon singing. I'm not sure. But I just heard a rehearsal recording of her singing it. And I was like, this? I love the rehearsal more than the final product on the record. The final product on the record was so refined. Hmm. And the rehearsal recording was down and dirty. And I'm like, oh my God, I love this. I said, Mekhi, check this out. Listen to this. We don't want to regurgitate what exists, but hearing it like this is really cool. Let's just play through this. And we played through it and played through it and played through it. And you know, you're playing things, they just sort of start to turn into something else. Someone
yep.
might play this, and then, you know, and then it just sort of morphs into it. So we literally, I left Chicago with a reggae track and like, whose vocals can we put over that? Now, you know, like, whose vocals can we put over this right here? And I was just so excited that, you know, that Michelle said yes.
Oh my God. I just am so impressed with this. Like, I don't know. It just kind of comes out of nowhere. I just love that there's like this wild card on this album that like, I just started hearing that up strum and that on three, you know, beat with the drums. And I was like, this is just
That's
amazing.
So
I love it.
I was like, can you start this with some kind of messy drum something? You know, just
yeah.
some kind of messy drum something. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So beautiful.
So, you know, organic.
Yeah, well, that seems to be like the theme here. I really like that.
Stay tuned for more Song Facts Podcast right after this.
Hello, Pantheon Podcast listeners. Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has three pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, Or even if you have, but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out. Because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with two devices at once. New quick charge function, 3 customizable sound styles, plus awareness mode. Available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So, what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
This is something that I'm always curious about, because like you had a major moment in your career, and I'm wondering if you can take me into the moment that you were told that you were being nominated for a Grammy for the gorgeously composed Beautiful is Black. Like, where were you? What was going on? Like, what was your reaction? I love these kinds of things, and if you can give us a little recap.
I was at school in class, so I kept seeing texts come through, but I was teaching, so I didn't know. I had no idea. And then I must have, like, you know, in between students, looked down at my phone, and I was like, "Huh? School? Huh?" And I couldn't really process until after I got out of school. And then I was like, "Oh shoot! What song? What category? How does this work?" You know. So it actually wasn't until after school that I started to process it, and I had no idea, honestly, no clue that I was the first Black woman nominated in that category. Until the Grammy. Yeah, I had no idea. I mean, I'm busy. I don't have time to do this research. But also, who would have thunk it, you know?
Yeah. I mean, what an incredible thing. How was that overall experience? Like, just that process leading up to it, and then, you know, everything else surrounding that thing. I mean, did you have any expectation that was coming, or was it just out of nowhere?
I didn't know it was coming. I had no idea. Because, you know, a lot of times people be like, okay, so we know this is going to get a nomination. This is going to get a nomination. Mm. No, I surprised me as much as it surprised others.
Yeah. No, it's beautiful. Okay. I promised you we were going to keep it short. You've been amazing.
Oh,
and like,
yeah.
You're really
I'm
giving me nice,
winded.
Like, good answers. No, I'm really happy with this. And I've just got one more for you, but it kind of, as I was like preparing for this and like looking back at your career, collaboration is just everywhere with around Brandi Younger, and you've recorded with some of the biggest stars that we know, Beyonce and Lauryn Hill, and there's plenty more beyond that. And then you always are bringing in these musicians seemingly on your own albums. And I love it, because you're just getting all these different tastes and flavors to like mesh up well with your music, which is so unique on its own. And I'm wondering what you've learned from working with such a varied group of artists, and then how that has influenced your collaborations that you're bringing into your own music.
You know, I learned so much working with different people, because you've got folks, you got artists that are completely hands-on.
Mm-hmm.
You have artists that are completely hands-off and leave everything in the hands of their producers. And that taught me a lot. So I'm always been like a hands-on person, but then there is beauty in trusting the people that you're working with, yeah. You know, beauty in sort of trusting them to know you and to know your style and to create something without you micromanaging the whole situation. Right. So I learned a lot by watching and by being a part of, you know, like larger scale recording and just sort of watching how folks function in the studio. In terms of my own stuff and bringing in collaborators for my own thing, 9 out of 10 times it's a friend. It's a dear friend. And so it's less about, oh, I need a trumpet. Oh, I need a horn. It's more or less like, I want him or I want her, you know? A specific sound, and then just having the camaraderie in the studio with said people, it makes all the difference. If it's a stranger, I'm not going to feel as comfortable as if it's someone I've known for years.
Oh, 100%. That's one of the things that I think I notice as I'm listening to this is the collaboration that you have. And it seems like I can hear that you're open to it, where I think a lot of people, like you were saying, have a really hard time letting go of control. And with the style of music that it seems like you're doing a lot of times, which the style's all like, it's hard to put it into a genre, which I just absolutely love. And you kind of touched on that earlier, but I think that it's really a positive thing. And I think that the results show that, you're not in there just being like, nope, I need you to hit that note at that time. I need you to do that drum beat at that time. Like, no, just kind of let the people play. And it just sounds almost like this free flowing, you know, if you were going to go out one night and just listen to some just jazz music and just see what happened. I really like that.
Yeah. You want to be able to be yourself and you want the folks you're working with to be able to be themselves, right? So you don't want to like micromanage how someone's playing, yet you want the music to represent you and to be in your style. And that's when knowing folks really helps. Mm. I've both Rashawn and Makai I've known for years. I met Makai when I was in college, undergrad. Been playing with Rashawn for years. So when you know someone, you've played with them so many times, you kind of just learn what you're thinking in a way, you know, so that there's less that needs to be said. And just, it's just like you said, it's like just going out and just, you know, having a good night,
Yeah, exactly. Thank you so very much. I wish all the best for you and your family and what, you know, you've got to get going. I've got to get going, but I'm so happy we got a taste of it. I would absolutely love to have you back at some point to like carry on this conversation a little bit longer. I definitely have more questions just about harp music in general. Brandi Younger, the new album is called Brand New Life. It's out now. I encourage anyone to go and just have a listen to this. It's just such good, unique, wholesome, genuine, organic music. Thank you so much, Brandi.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. See ya.
Thank you so much to Brandi for coming onto the show and giving me just a little bit of her time. She is certainly welcome back as she continues to make this beautiful music with an instrument that I just love. The album is called Brand New Life. It's out now on any of your streaming platforms, so please check it out. And as always, for the stories behind the songs, go to songfacts.com. See ya.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's fantasypoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. Fantasypoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.